And we're going to see. Okay, here we go. Guess what? A bunch of the there celebration they're looking for is against Darius Simmons and Bergenstown. So here we go. Gage Sholley of Huntington out here. Record of 41-4 on the year. Taking on Darius Simmons of Bergenstown. They are underway.
Simmons 30-12 this season for Bergenstown.
And Simmons looking in pretty good position to get the opening takedown. He does. Simmons now is trying to kick out his Sholley. And Simmons going to let him, or yeah, Simmons going to let Sholley go. Now 3-1 shot attempt by Sholley, and he's in on the edge of the mat. Didn't grab the second leg, though, and he's not going to get the takedown. It'll be 3-1 as they go back to the center, 1:19 to go. This is a quarterfinal at 1:07.
Teddy Gray in some trouble, and there's the fall. Ryan Audi puts Gray on his back and gets the pin. That comes at 3:52.
One wrestler to go locally, and that's Alex Rosilko, and here he comes to follow Gray on mat number two. Still 3-1 over here between Sholley and Simmons. Simmons of Bergenstown leading. 1 minute gone in the bout.
So it'll bring up a 107-pound quarterfinal on mat three between Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt and Angelo Bonney of Central Valley.
So they started the quarterfinals actually earlier than 7:30.
Sure did.
But we still have some round of 16 out here.
Rosilko coming out in the round of 16 for Bentworth at 285 against Howard Brambley of Everett.
Simmons and Sholley on the edge of the mat. No control awarded to either wrestler right now. They're still wrestling neutral. And out of bounds with 18 seconds to go here in the first period. Simmons leading 3-1.
Rosilko of Bentworth taking on Brambley of Everett. They get underway finally in the first period.
Sholley in on a single leg now. Simmons down to 10 seconds trying to fight this off. And now Simmons, if he can get that leg free, that might be tough to do here in 3 seconds, though.
Rosilko in trouble. Brambley with that bear hug trying to lift him up and take him down. Rosilko holding on.
Second period, 3-1. Simmons leads, and he'll work from the top in the second.
How about Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt in the 107-pound quarterfinal, making quick work at 16-3 over Bonney of Central Valley. And there's the takedown by Brambley over Rosilko to go up 3-0.
Pretty easy for Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain as well. Leads 14-1 at the end of two over Evan Lasowski of Penns Valley. That's a 107-pound quarterfinal. To his feet comes Sholley. Right off the whistle in the second period. Tries to turn and face Simmons and does right on the edge of the mat. And a one-point escape is awarded to Sholley as they go out of bounds. 3-2, Simmons leads. 1:46 to go, second period.
Right off the whistle, Brambley grabs the right leg of Rosilko, takes him down to the mat, but Rosilko still with position there to not give up the takedown.
Double leg shot by Sholley, trying to fight off of Simmons by grabbing an ankle. And now losing the grip there with Sholley, and Simmons getting himself in better position here. I don't know what Sholley has. He's still around one leg. And there's a potentially dangerous call. If Simmons could have gotten his leg around that arm or past that arm, he would have been able to get the takedown. But as it stands, it's a restart after potentially dangerous. Shot attempt by Sholley. In on a leg, sprawling back here is Simmons. Sholley has the leg elevated, trying to dump Simmons down, and there's the takedown. Sholley goes up 5-3 here on Darius Simmons of Bergenstown.
Bassett got the tech fall, by the way, at 107. That mat moves to 114. Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge and Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. It's 3-0 Mall there. Rosilko still fighting off Brambley. Brambley leading 3-0 with 22 seconds remaining first period.
42 seconds to go in the second period. By the way, Santa Maria wins, I think it was by tech fall.
It was. Rosilko still trailing 3-0. Brambley controlling the second half of this first period as the whistle will stop there at the end of the first.
28 seconds in the second period. Simmons working from the bottom position here against Gage Sholley of Huntington.
Javion Chambers of Highlands and Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge now at 107.
Lifting the leg here is Sholley trying to get Simmons returned to the mat, and he does. Won't have a whole lot of local action in these quarterfinals. We'll see a lot of McGuffey guys.
Yeah. McGuffey, Bergenstown did okay.
Bergenstown has three. That's right. We'll see two more Blue Devils after this. Bentworth has two, and see what happens with Rosilco here.
Trailing 3-0 at the beginning of this second period. Start of the second period on top. Still trying to do something with Howard Brambley of Everett.
Point being that all those guys in Constellations we will not see, except right. for Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston. We will see him here very shortly.
Now Brambley grabbing the right leg of Rosilco. Silco staying on top here, trying to spin around.
And on a shot here is the sugar. There's a third period now, neutral between Sholley and Simmons, still 5-3. Sholley in on a shot on Simmons.
Silco will cut Brambley free and make it 4-0. Minute remaining, second period there at the 285-pound round of 16. 114-pound quarterfinal. Easton Mall 7, Caleb Hummel 1. That's at the beginning of the second period now.
Minute 20 to go in regulation here. 5-3 lead for Gage Sholley over Darius Simmons of Bergenstown. Shot there by Gage. Coming around behind here is Simmons. And he, just as he got control behind, Sholley had his hands up off the mat. Not going to be a takedown here as Simmons was able to stay in bounds but couldn't get the hands on the mat. No takedown awarded. 102 to go.
Takedown by Caleb Hummel to make it now 7-6 in the 114-pound quarterfinal.
In on the leg is Sholley now. Draped up over the back is Simmons.
Final 5 seconds of the second period. Brambley leading Rosilco 4-0. We go to the third.
Still one on the leg here is Sholley, and they are finally going to call a stalemate. I think that could have been called a little bit ago to try to force some action here in these final 35 seconds. Here we go.
30 seconds!
Injury time for Howard Brambley.
Simmons came up empty, now tries to snap down, but a takedown for Simmons would win the match. Down to 20 seconds. Get him out of bounds with 16 seconds left. Fair warning. If
you can probably hear the come on gauges right in front of us.
If Sholley wins this, you're going to hear a roar from the crowd as we are among the Huntington faithful getting ready to celebrate what appears to be Sholley's 100th victory. 9 seconds to go for a restart. Bergenstown folks are hoping to ruin that little celebration. Sholley backing out. He already got one for stalling. Now he's been hit with another one. That should be a point. It is 5-4, but just 3 seconds left. But here's the thing. 3 seconds might be enough time to get banged for another stall.
Let's go,
Gage. They don't call the stall. It's going to be a 5-4 win for Gage Sholley. And congratulations to that young man from Huntington area. His 100th victory. It comes at the expense, though, of Bergenstown's Darius Simmons, who will drop two consolations, and he does not appear happy about that.
Back to action in the round of 16 at 285 pounds. Alex Rosilco had a pause there for Bramley's injury time. We're back to action 16 seconds into the third. Rosilco of Bentworth trailing 4-0.
That match is going on forever.
Yeah, well, a couple of big guys, a couple of injury timeouts.
Yep.
Brambley trying to take shot in on the right leg of Rosilco. Rosilco trying to roll him up.
That's a lot of weight to try to hold up in the air like that.
Wow, look at that. I'll tell you. This guy's bending over. Brambley now kind of bridged up a bit. Is Rusilko trying to use the leg to get in there?
What is this?
I honestly don't know. And now trying to roll him up is Rusilko. And they're going to get a reversal here. Rusilko gets two out of it. Now he's trying to put Brambley on his back.
Yeah, got to stick him over here.
Final minute of the third period. Brambley leading Rusilko 4-2. Rusilko trying to run through it here. He's going to maybe get some back points.
Oh, yeah.
Two swipes there coming. Couple of more here as Rusilko has been trailing this entire bout. Now has Brambley on his back. The big guys in the round of 16. Rusilko of Bentworth trying to make something happen. Still can't run through it. He's going to get some back points here, though. 42 seconds remaining, third period. And there's the fall for Alex Rusilko of Bentworth. Comes at 5-21.
That's a big win.
Oh, he trailed 4-0 for the majority of the bout. And Rusilko comes through.
It means all three Bearcats are into the quarterfinals. How about that for the Bentworth Bearcats? And that finally puts a wrap on the quarterfinal round. Let's go ahead and get you the we can do that, right? Recaps of 215 and 285.
Yeah. We can do that.
215-pound heading into the quarterfinals. Here we go. Your quarterfinal matchups at 215 pounds. Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh to take on Tyler Lobb of Meshannon Valley. Winner there faces the winner of Josh Ryan of Mount Union and Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Bottom half of the bracket, Zane Higgins of Somerset will face Braden Suter of Carlinton. Winner there faces the winner of Colton Carlson of Laurel and Landon Erdman of Huntington area.
Now we can do 285 pounds in the quarterfinals. We know we'll see Alex Rusilko. He was the number 11 seed. He'll take on Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop. Winner of that one will take on either Colin White of West Green. The Pioneer will take on Parker Cunningham of South Park. In the other semifinals, the number one overall seed, Rowan Holmes of Somerset, will take on Riven Audi of Richland. Winner of that matchup will take on Henry Barbish of Carlinton or Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt.
With that, we will step aside. No local action on the mats right now, but we will have some more quarterfinal action coming your way. Next quarterfinalist should be Clayton Ely of McGuffey that we'll see locally. We also have Camden Stam. We got to watch out for Camden Stam in a consolation at 114. That's all coming your way here on... Actually, we're not going to take a break.
Here comes Tucker Main.
Tucker Main is out here.
We'll stay out for Tucker.
Okay, yeah, Tucker is actually wrestling.
Tucker
is actually wrestling before Clayton Ely.
Against Dominic Deputy. Deputy of Chestnut Ridge, 42-3 this season. Main goes in on the left leg. Deputy able to get out of that and stand back up to their feet. Now Deputy swings around the back of Main, and he'll get credited with a takedown. 3-0 Deputy. Tucker Main goes down early.
It's kind of odd that the mat that was behind is now ahead. How did this bout get on deck after Rusilko?
They must have moved around there after 185 went, or 285 went there.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
By the way, final couple of seconds in the 114-pound quarterfinal. Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge leading 11-8 over Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. That one with just 10 seconds left. Actually, somebody up on their shoulder over there. Back points coming, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That's going to be the end. It's going to be 13-8. Reversal awarded there. It's still going to be Easton Mall who gets the win and moves on to the semifinals.
And that's going to bring out our only, I shouldn't say our only because I haven't looked ahead to see if anybody dropped to a consolation pigtail, but we know that Camden Stam is in the consolation. He is going to face, here we go, he's going to face Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. Or no, that can't be Hanning. It's got to be Caleb Delaney.
Caleb Delaney, that's it.
Caleb Delaney.
Tucker Main taken down, makes it 6-1, gets credited with an escape at 6-2. He trails Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge.
Elimination bout, Washington Green County down here. But let's get you a final here for Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge, winning 9-6 over Javon Chambers of Highlands. 107-pound quarterfinal.
First elimination bout of the evening between Delaney of JM and Stam of Chartiers.
Yep.
Tucker Main gets taken down again. It's 9-2, Dominic Deputy. Deputy, the number one seed in the bracket, going up against Tucker Main right now of McGuffey. 14 seconds left. Main trying to stay in bounds here, looks like. Or trying to get out of bounds, that is. And Deputy holding them in. 5 seconds remaining in the period.
1 minute first period in this consolation. We won't see many consolation bouts tonight, just 13 of them.
End of the first, 9-2 Deputy over Main. Now up on mat number one at 114 pounds in the quarterfinal, Preston Bubash of EF and Nathan Replogle of Northern Bedford. 3-0 Bubash there.
Scoreless first period between Delaney and Stam. Choice was to Stam.
Main escapes. Main escapes right off the start of the whistle, the second period. Tried to take a shot in on the leg, but Deputy gets him wrapped up for a moment. Those two both standing now as a shot in on the leg by Deputy. And another takedown for Dominic Deputy to go up 12-3 on Tucker Main of McGuffey.
Michael Pereiro of North Catholic, 11-1 winner over Levi Anthony of River Valley. That was a consolation. So Levi Anthony has the distinction of being the first one to be eliminated today. He's from River Valley.
It's another escape for Tucker Main. Makes it 12-4. And another takedown for Dominic Deputy. Just a clinic being put on by Dom Deputy right now of Chestnut Ridge, 42-3 this season.
Delaney now has Stam going over to his back. Delaney looking for near fall. He will have near fall points coming if he can't get the fall. Going to try to readjust, and at that point, Stam's going to belly out, roll through, but 4 near fall points awarded to Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Caleb Delaney leads 4-0.
Escape point to Tucker Main, 15-5 now the score.
And Clayton Ely's out here now on mat 4. And Ely's just been thrown down by Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt. And a 3-0 lead quickly there for Herring. 1 point escape to Ely. This is quarterfinal action at 114 pounds.
Quarterfinals at 121. Tucker Main trailing Deputy 15-5. Another takedown for Deputy. Make it 18-5.
Down to 24 seconds to go in the second period for Caleb Delaney, who leads 4-0 in that elimination bout with Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston. Meanwhile, 6-1 after another takedown for Herring. And he's going to let Ely up again. That'll make it 6-2.
Delaney's got Stam to his back.
Second time near fall and time running real short. Won't get the fall. 8-0. That's 2 4-point near falls for Caleb Delaney to take an 8-0 lead into the third period.
Deputy cuts Main loose again but gets another takedown. 21-6. It's a tech fall for the number one seed Deputy over Tucker Main of McGuffey. Comes at 3:39.
So Main into consolations. And I looked away. I guess we're running some blood time, it appears, to Ely. He's down 9-2 right now after another takedown for Herring.
Delaney now up 8-0 on Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston in this elimination pigtail bout.
And Drake Buzzard is out here from Avella now. That's an elimination bout. Avella could be loading up the bus here tonight. Need a win from Buzzard.
Drake Buzzard, 28-19. Suber of Highlands. This is at 121 pounds. Delaney of JM still riding Stam over there. That's with a minute to go in the third period now.
Called a potentially dangerous there. Restart with a minute 7, 8-0, Delaney leads.
Bubash taking care of business, by the way, in the 114-pound quarterfinal, 15-3 over Replogle of Northern Bedford.
Ely back underway after the blood time. It's now 9-3 with an escape for Ely. Another quick takedown coming, though, it appears, for Herring, and he's trying to get a nearside cradle locked up as Herring. Gives up on that, but gets the takedown, 12-3.
Suber, Buzzard, locked up. Suber looks to take a shot in. buzzer, able to hang on as they go out of bounds, and that will become the end of the first period. They'll go to the second scoreless. 121-pound pigtail consolation elimination bout. And again, Delaney's got Stam to his back. That's with just 20 seconds left in the third period and another elimination bout. 114 pounds, four back points coming for Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan.
21-5 Tech fall for Brubash. Elizabeth Ford winner.
Suber and Buzzer start the second period. Buzzer on bottom. Suber of Highlands. And third period going to come to the end at 114 pounds. Camden Stam eliminated from Chartiers Houston in the pigtail consolation. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan gets the major decision, 12-0.
Delaney will advance in consolations.
Delaney goes to tomorrow. Brings up at 121 pounds Connor Myers of Penns Valley and Carter Thomas of Burl. We have injury time here in the Buzzard Suber bout. It's blood time, actually. And that's for Suber of Highland. Still no score there with 137 remaining second period.
Herring going to get another takedown here. He had an escape plus a takedown. Makes it 16-13. That would be a much different match. 16-3. Herring leading over Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
Back points coming for Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth over Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. That's in the 121-pound quarterfinal. 7-0 Kasanovic now. Blood time stops now for Suber of Highlands in this 121-pound elimination consolation against Drake Buzzard of Avella.
They never awarded the escape for Ely. And now a big old half here from Herring trying to turn Ely. He's got him going to his back, and this is probably going to end this thing. Herring looking for the fall. If he doesn't get the fall, he's going to get the tech fall anyway. Just a matter of whether then there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 3:13 for Herring of Bishop McCourt. Clayton Neely and McGuffey drops the consolation.
Drake Buzzard gets the escape. Goes up 1-0 on Suber now. Suber trying to take a shot in. Buzzard has a hold of the right leg. Left leg, that is, with a minute remaining second period. Suber trying to run this through. Myers and Thomas scoreless, 40 seconds remaining first period. It's in the 121-pound quarterfinal. Nice takedown over there at the 121-pound quarter. Carter Thomas of Burl goes up 3-0 over Connor Myers.
121-pound quarterfinal underway. Dylan Bateman of Derry taking on Danner Ganot of Bald Eagle area. The other quarterfinal I have, 121 pounds, Austin Kasanovic. 7-1 lead for Avonworth over Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Suber finally gets around Buzzard and gets the takedown. Dejamir Suber leading 3-1 over Drake Buzzard of Avella. Final 5 seconds of the second period in this elimination bout at 121 pounds. They'll go to the third. End of one there. Carter Thomas of Burl leading Connor Myers of Penns Valley 3-0. That's at 121 pounds in the quarterfinals. Buzzard Suber start the third neutral. Buzzer, the only showing for Avella here at Altoona. Seconds into the third. No real shot by anybody quite yet. They go forehead to forehead. Suber trying to reach into a leg. Buzzard keeping it at bay for now. Still trailing 3-1 here. 125 left. Another shot in on the legs. They go out of bounds. And no takedown awarded there for Suber. 116 remaining in the third. Elimination at 121. Bateman of Derry, Ganoe of Bald Eagle out there at 121 in the quarterfinals. 11-1 lead for Kasanovic over Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley, 121. Another takedown for Suber of Highlands. He goes up 6-1 on Drake Buzzer now. Maybe some back points coming here for Suber as well. And there's three of them. 9-1 Suber, 36 seconds remaining. Drake Buzzard still stuck face down on the mat. Get some knees up.
I didn't see the, it's a penalty point, technical violation there. I didn't see what they called.
Missed it as well.
Kasanovic 11-1, that's now in the third period.
Carter Thomas of Burrell leading 3-0 on Penns Valley's Connor Myers, close to the pin over there. Just final 2 seconds of the period. And he won't get the pin, but he'll get four near falls. 7-0 Carter Thomas of Burrell in the quarterfinals as they go to the third. Final 15 seconds here. 9-3. Now Suber leading Drake Buzzard. Got the penalty point, then the escape there. Trailing by 6 with 15 seconds to go. Buzzer tries to get a shot in. Suber rolls him around. They go out of bounds once again. Stops the clock with 8 seconds left in the third.
17-1 Tech fall for Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth. He's into the semifinals at 121.
And that's going to do it. Drake Buzzard eliminated in the pigtail consolations. Will not make it to tomorrow. Decision for Dejamir Suber of Highlands, 9-3. Suber will advance in the consolation bracket at 121 pounds.
I'd say we owe a break.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we do. We got to get caught up.
Bring you back to Altoona here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Roy Levy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Roy Levy Rentals has you covered. Roy Levy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Roy Levy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Take a quick look around the mats. On mat 127-pound quarterfinal, Trendon Willie is Chestnut Riz trailing Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center 3-0.
And on mat number 2 at 127 pounds, Burke Niebauer of Central Cambria against Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. That's with 15 seconds left in the first. It's 15-3 Carlisle. At 121-pound bout just ended.
Oh, yeah, it did. Okay. Tanner Ganoe.
Yeah,
no.
No. On mat number 3, the Burrell wrestler, Carter,
yep.
just got the win. And now coming up there at 127, Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola against Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford.
121-pound action on mat. Four in quarterfinals. Tanner Ganot, Bald Eagle, has a 4-1 lead over Dylan Bateman of Derry, and that is just about to go final. So we'll get you that final, and then we're going to go ahead and recap a couple of weight classes here. 4-1 final for Tanner Ganot of Bald Eagle area. He's into the 121-pound semifinal. Let's get you the semifinal matchups at 107. Also, the consolation matchups at both 107 and 114.
In the semifinals at 107 pounds, the number one seed, Dakota Santa Maria out of Tussey Mountain, will take on the number five seed, Gage Sholly of Huntington area. Winner of that one will take on the winner of our other semifinal, Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge and Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCord.
In the consolations tomorrow morning at 107. First off, Michael Piero of North Catholic taking on Landamala Forest Hills. Then you've got Warren Wolfslegel of Elizabeth Ford to take on Ty Matthews of Central Mountain. Carter Christ of Conemaugh Township to face Rocco DiCario of Derry. And Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan to face Jake Gusick of South Park. I should mention, we'll do that moving forward too. The winner of Piero and Mall will take on Simmons of Burgettstown. The winner of Wolfslegel and Matthews will take on Evan Lasowski of Penns Valley. The winner of Christ and DiCario will face Angelo Boni of Central Valley. And the winner of Hanning and Guzek will face Javon Chambers of Highlands. Let's go to the 114-pound semifinals.
In the semifinals, number one overall seed Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge will take on Max Dingus of Penns Valley. And in the other semifinal, it's 2 versus 3. Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward and Eli Herring of Bishop McCord.
Consolations at 114. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan will face Carson Mowry of Central Martinsburg. Winner will take on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Victor Wagner of North Catholic to face Liam Purcell of Bald Eagle area. The winner there will face Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. Tucker Smith of Everett versus Raiden Thomas of Valley. Winner there gets Clayton Ely of McGuffey. And finally, Alex Medlin of Beth Center will face Santino DiPola of Forest Hills, and that winner will face Aiden Replogle of Northern Bedford.
We can give you the semifinals at 121 pounds. It's all chalk. Number one, Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge against Carter Thomas of Burl, and it's Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth against Tanner Ganot of Bald Eagle.
In the consolations at 121, DeJamir Suber of Highlands will take on Owen Dluhos of Westmont Hilltop. The winner will take on Connor Myers of Penns Valley. Noah Collins of West Green to face Brady Mahalko of Meshannon Valley, and the winner gets McGuffey's Tucker Main. Bryson Free of Northern Bedford will face Noah Patton of Wash High. The winner gets Dylan Bateman of Derry. And Jack Silfies of Bishop McCourt will take on Logan Moss of Forest Hills. That winner will get Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley.
All four of the 127-pound quarterfinals are on the mats right now. No one, I repeat, no one from Washington or Greene County, but just one even from District 7. It's Antonio Bonney of Central Valley taking on Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. That one scoreless, approaching the end of the first period.
So we are very much caught up.
Yes, we are. Also out on the mat right now, Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley leading Burke Nybauer 15-9. Carlisle of Penns Valley, Nybauer of Central Cambria. That one with 120 left in the third. And now on mat three, that one I think just came to a close. Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford with a fall at 59 seconds over Austin Gable. And that will bring up in the quarterfinals, out of Bentworth, Drake McClure, and out of Burgettstown, Carter Cadis at 133 pounds, an all Washington County quarterfinal here on mat number three.
Excellent. I'm gonna go through the brackets right now and see if any other of our local wrestlers will face elimination tonight.
Burl's Jacob Stewart now on the mats against Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt. As Drake McClure and Carter Cadis get underway in the quarterfinals, McClure of Bentworth, quick takedown of Cadis to go up 3-0. McClure now on top of Cadis here. Holds him down on the mat. Cadis trying to stand to his feet. crawling towards the scorer's table, does get up. McClure draped over top of his back now. McClure not letting go as those two go out of bounds. 3-0 McClure of Bentworth, leading Cadis of Burkittstown, 1:27 remaining first period.
Well, the good news here is we'll have a Washington County semifinalist. The bad news is we'll also have one dropping to Consolations.
Winners are guaranteed a trip to Hershey.
That is true.
McClure riding here. Gets a wing on the left side. Cadis able to get out of that for a moment.
He just cleared it. Sorry. I'll get it for you.
What was at the 127-pound quarterfinal. We get a consolation coming up on mat two between Wyatt Tobler and Eli Mullen. An elimination consolation.
I believe that was, it was Carlisle of Penns Valley, 17-1 decision over Lee Bauer of Central Cambria.
Final on mat number one, as well as Emmett Wolf of McGuffey will come out against Anthony Mucci of Derry.
All right.
McClure, some back points, 7-0 now, leading Carter Cadis of Burkittstown.
And by the way, nobody else from Washington Green County will be in eliminations tonight. There was three guys that had to wrestle an elimination bout. We saw Caleb Delaney defeat Caden Stam. Delaney of Jefferson Morgan defeated Caden Stam of Chartiers Houston, and Drake Buzzard was also eliminated from Avella. That's it. Everybody else is in consolations. We'll be wrestling tomorrow morning. Here we go. Down here on mat one between Emmett Wolf of McGuffey and Anthony Mucci of Derry. Good scramble here in the first 30 seconds. And now Mucci has that leg as Wolf trying to get his right leg out of danger here. Right on the edge of the mat. And they're going to say out of bounds. No takedown awarded.
End of the first period between McClure and Cadis. Drake McClure of Bentworth, the number 5 seed in this bracket at 133 pounds, leading 7-0. Start the second period. It'll be McClure's choice. He'll take the bottom.
And injury time running to Wolf right now, favoring his right knee, it appears. And looks like he's got that one pretty well. He's got a pad on it and maybe braced up pretty good there is that right knee. And now they're trying to work it as Wolf taking injury time.
Cadis hanging on to the right leg of McClure. McClure able to reverse it, go up 9-0 now. 1:40 remaining second period.
Lucas Barr from McGuffey will be coming up too in the quarterfinals.
McClure with the wing, trying to peel back Cadis. Gets him on one shoulder, now twos. Back points coming for Drake McClure. He'll have 4 of them.
Man, good scramble between these two guys, and finally it's going to be Anthony Mucci who comes out on top and gets the takedown.
Looking for the pin. Cadis of Burkittstown in trouble here. Drake McClure of Bentworth. They're almost going out of bounds there. McClure keeping his leg in. Already back points coming, and still no whistle. Close to the fall, still Drake McClure with Cadis on his back.
Wolf trailing 3-1. He was immediately let up after he was taken down, and now we get a double caution on the start. You don't see that often.
There's the fall, finally. Comes at 3:21 for Drake McClure. Pins Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. Cadis drops to the consolations tomorrow, and Drake McClure of Bentworth moves on to the semifinals.
First semifinalist of our local action, and we're going to have Lucas Barr out here now.
Sure do. Lucas Barr comes out on mat number 3 at 139 pounds, 44-2 this season for McGuffey, to take on Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle. By the way, in the 127-pound pigtail consolation, 22 seconds remaining second period, Wyatt Tobler of River Valley leading Eli Mullen 11-1. Mullen of North Star.
We're still 3-1 at the end of one here between Anthony Mucci of Derry and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Choices to Wolf, he defers. Hoochie chooses bottom. He had a fall there.
Yeah, sure did. Eli Mullen gets pinned by Wyatt Tobler in that elimination consolation bout. Comes at 3:49.
My other bout is 127-pound quarterfinal. Antonio Boni of Central Valley. 2-1 lead over Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. And that's down to the final minute.
Barr and Lomason go out of bounds. It stops the clock at 1:26 remaining in the first period.
1 point escape was awarded to Mucci, and now he's driving in trying to pick up a second takedown here of this bout. Doesn't have it yet. He's got to get his leg free. Now he does. Takedown for Mucci makes it 7-1 over Emmett Wolf of McGuffey.
Barr still locked up head-to-head with Lomason. Minute into the first period, no score. It's at the 139-pound quarterfinal.
Here's Barr, or no, not Barr, excuse me, Wolf. After an escape, he's in on a shot here. Down five.
Thought you were going to say something about Barr because he tried to run around there. Does not get the takedown, though. Now have another consolation up at 133 pounds. Trip Watson of Penns Valley and Colton Frazier of North Star. Frazier leading 3-0 there.
Right on the edge of the mat here with Wolf. Driving in on Mucci, but down 7-2. 37 seconds to go, second period. Mucci gets the right foot out of danger, and now these two wrestlers are coming very close to Boni and Carfley from mat 4. Referees making sure they're not going to run into each other, and that bout over there on mat 4 is about to come to a close as now Wolf goes out of bounds.
Barr and Lomason still head-to-head. And those two go out of bounds on the far side. And that's the end of the first period anyway. Barr and Lomason in the quarterfinals scoreless as they go to 2.
And they're going to tend to Wolf again. He still has 45 seconds of injury time. They're back looking at that knee again. And how about this? They wave it off. Oh, my goodness. Austin Carfley comes in on the whistle, takes Boni down. It would be for the win, but the official waved it off, and I don't know about that. The coach from Bishop McCourt wants to have a word.
Well, now Central Valley's coach going to go over there and get the explanation as well.
And now they're going to talk with a side official who should have been looking at the clock.
Lucas Barr and Lomason still scoreless.
Still 7-2. Mucci leading down to 22 seconds to go, second period.
Now Barr cuts Lomason free. Lomason takes a 1-0 lead on Lucas Barr.
That was a blast double by Boni, or by Carfley, to take Boni down. But the question, and I mean, honestly, not having, I think he had enough time to do that. If there was 3 seconds on the clock, they wave it off. They say no takedown. And Boni is going to be your winner. He's going to the semifinals at 127.
Lucas Barr trying to get the takedown. They don't quite give it to him yet. And now they do award it. 3-1. Lucas Barr of McGuffey goes on top. 40 seconds remaining, second period, but he cuts Lomason loose. It's a 1-point bout.
Just based on feel, if there was 3 seconds on that clock, I think that takedown should have counted. The ref seemed to wave that off a little prematurely.
I didn't watch because I was watching Barr. Yeah, I apologize. I mean,
it happened so fast, I can't imagine it took 3 seconds. That's what I'm saying.
Now Lomason tries to get a shot in the leg on Lucas Barr. McGuffey's Barr still leading 3-2.
And Wolf is still down 7-2. He's working on the bottom now, but flattened out by Mucci here with minute 20 to go.
End of the second period. Barr will take a 1-point lead into the third. Start the third on the bottom. Barr at the 139-pound quarterfinal. And Stassen Lomason of Bald Eagle.
Wolf just unable to do anything underneath right now. Gets himself into a seated position here. Still down five. But that leg's still in for Mucci. Trying to get a second boot in there was Mucci. Now a sit-out attempt by Wolf. Now comes up into a camel stand, and Mucci's going to let him go. 7-3 now, but only 35 seconds to go for Emmett Wolf.
Barr gets free from Lomason. Gets the escape point. Now up 4-2. It's been a great elimination bout, by the way, at 133 pounds between Watson and Frazier. Frazier leading 5-4.
Shot on the edge by Mucci. In on the leg, and now grabbing an ankle is Wolf, but there's only 10 seconds left.
And there's a takedown. Lucas Barr goes down. Dawson Lomason gets awarded the takedown and now takes the lead 5-4 over Lucas Barr with a minute remaining in the third period. He cuts Barr loose, and we're tied at 5. 53 seconds remaining in the third.
Wolf drops at 7-3. He's into consolations.
They lock head-to-head, Barr and Lomason. Barr trying to get a shot in. Has the right leg up in the air of Dawson Lomason, and he gets the takedown. Lucas Barr awarded 3 points. It's 8-5 for McGuffey's Lucas Barr. They go out of bounds with 31 seconds remaining in the bout.
Quaker Valley has Matthew Dana coming to the mat now. 47-5 against Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt.
Another consolation bout coming up here on mat number two at 139 pounds. Final 30 seconds here in the 139-pound quarterfinal. Lucas Barr leading by three, but he cuts Lomason loose. Make it 8-6 after the escape.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lucas Barr took a shot, and Lomason came around the backside.
Wow.
They haven't awarded any points, though.
I thought he did.
I thought he did. It's 8-6.
I thought he held. It has to be now.
It is. 9-8, Lomason. Barr took the shot, and Lomason able to get around and get that takedown in the final 15 seconds and take the win in the quarterfinals and advance to the semis 9-8, and Lucas Barr falls to the consolation bracket. That was heartbreak right there.
That really was. I mean, especially after he got that takedown after it was tied, you would have thought that he was in good shape there. But Lucas Barr, and I'll tell you what, as great as the round of 16 was for McGuffey, it has been loss in this quarterfinal round. They've only got one more shot to get somebody to the semis, and that's Garrett Newman.
Mm.
Wow. Want to keep an eye on Matthew Dana here. He's trailing Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt 9-2 in the opening period. These guys from McCourt are just so good.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was, you know, that match over there, we saw a McCourt wrestler go down in that questionable call at the buzzer. You know, usually, you know, McCourt has a reputation that nobody really wants to see Bishop McCourt succeed.
Sure.
But in that situation, I felt like maybe they were kind of robbed there at the end on that takedown try. Going to have blood time running now to Sam Herring of McCourt. He leads Matthew Dana 9-3. We'll step aside, bring you back here as we await next Washington County quarterfinalists won't be until Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, along with Garrett Newman and McGuffey. We do have some action coming up at 52-60, but right now we'll step aside here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers.
Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website at McCrackenPharmacy.com and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
We're back here. It's not been a great bout for Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. He now trails 17-3 just into the second period. There's been a couple of blood time runs to Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt. But this one probably not going to go much longer. It's now a cradle locked up by Herring. This is going to do it regardless. Dana been put to his back here. And will it be a fall or a tech fall? That's the only thing to decide.
Well, how about this? This is just coming across 12 seconds ago. Peters Township halts South Fayette's champion streak at 3. The Indians win 40-36. Natalie Wetzel with 13 points for the Indians. And Peters Township, WPIL championship champions in 5A girls basketball.
We're able to hear that on the FM side. Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely from the Peterson Event Center. This cradle still locked up. There is the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 3:09 for Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt. Let's get you some updates on brackets. We're at 127 pounds, Nate.
Yeah, let's look at the semifinals at 127 pounds. Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley, the number one seed, will take on Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford. And in the other semifinal, it's Marion Center's Griffin Tinsman against Central Valley's Antonio Bonney.
Consolations at 127. First off, we have Wyatt Tobler of River Valley taking on Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. The winner will face Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. Rocco Zagai of Summit Academy faces Lucas Guzek of South Park. The winner there will face Burke Niebauer of Central Cambria. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan will face Danny Smith of Burgettstown. And the winner will face Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. Giovanni Beatrice of Derry will face Archer Brua of Laurel. That winner will get Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge.
We can do the semifinals at 133 pounds. It'll be number one seed Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt against Drake McClure of Bentworth. And in the other semifinal, Derry's Anthony Mucci will take on Caden Judas of Bald Eagle.
Consolations at 133. It is Colton Frazier of North Star to take on Brady Costig of Richland. The winner will get Burgettstown's Carter Cadis. Mason Wright of Best Center faces Garen McDonald of Central Valley. That winner will face Jacob Stewart of Burrell. Dylan Havanek of Conemaugh Township to face Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola. The winner there will face Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. And Chris Gibson of Huntington area to face Joseph Betts of Valley. That winner will take on Deshaun Valentine of Somerset.
Can't quite do 139 pounds yet because we have a quarterfinal bout on the mat right now, and it just came to an end. I believe Burrell's Julian Bertucci in the third period at exactly 5 minutes got the pin over Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley to advance to the semis.
We have 145-pounders and one 152-pound bout on the mats right now, and we are looking for Logan Noyes and Garrett Newman, both at 152 in the quarterfinals. Those will be our next local guys coming up. To give you a little update on the local action so far, we got a bunch of guys in consolations starting tomorrow morning. Really just one semifinalist so far. So starting weight class-wise, 107,
Darius Simmons of Burgerstown, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, both in consolations. A 114, Alex Medlin of Beth Center, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Clayton Ely of McGuffey, all in consolations. 121, Tucker Main of McGuffey, Noah Patton of Wash High, Noah Collins of West Green, all in consolations. 127, Danny Smith of Burgerstown, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, both in consolations. 133, Drake McClure is in the semifinals for Bentworth. We have three in consolations there as well. Mason Wright of Best Center, Carter Cadis of Burgerstown, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. 139, Lucas Barr and Javon Woods. Barr of McGuffey, Woods of Wash High, both in consolations. 145, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Caleb Patton of Wash High, both in consolations. And that takes us up to 152 pounds. The only guys we're going to see the rest of the way here this evening, Logan Noyes of Burgerstown, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, both at 152. Owen Ivsick of Bentworth, Alex Palko of Jefferson Morgan, both at 160. And then up to 215, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. We'll also see Alex Rosilko of Bentworth and Colin White of West Green, still to come in quarterfinals.
Consolations being wrestled tonight are just pigtail eliminations. First round of consolations will start tomorrow morning with a second round of consolations starting at around 10:30.
That'll be with the semifinals, right?
No, semifinals don't start till 12:15. It'll be consolation round three that will coincide with the semifinals.
Wow, so consolations, and then semifinals.
Yeah, you will not see semifinals or consolation round three until afternoon tomorrow. Two rounds of consolations in the morning.
Final over there on mat three. That was for Ickes of Chestnut Ridge, winner by fall in 124.
Garrett Newman and McGuffey coming out on mat number three right now against Jonah Erdley of Frazier. This is in the 152-pound quarterfinal.
So far, one semifinalist from Washington County, none from Green yet. Green only has two shots at it. Palko of Jefferson Morgan, White of West Green.
Newman, Erdley get underway. Lucas Barr already upset in this tournament. In the consolation bracket, Fayette County versus Washington County here as Erdley and Newman go out of bounds. Also on the mats right now, Zanella of Burl and Carr of Laurel. That's in the 152-pound quarterfinals as well. That one's scoreless, 30 seconds in. And now we have injury time running already for Jonah Erdley of Frazier, just 17 seconds into this 152-pound quarterfinal.
Another 152-pound quarterfinal. Devon Magro of Bishop McCourt leading Gavin McRae 11-1. McRae out of Freedom. Mat 2, scoreless between Callie Zanella of Burl and Braxton Carr of Laurel. And Mat 4, 145-pound quarterfinal. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, a 7-0 lead over Antonio Perkins of Valley.
Injury time still running for Jonah Erdley of Frazier, 38-2 this season. Going up against Garrett Newman of McGuffey, 34-17. Winner goes to the semis. Loser drops to consolation. Injury clock stops, and we're back to action. Return neutral. Two kind of grab each other there. Both fall to the mat. Both locked in. Erdley trying to swing Newman down, and they both go out of bounds.
Got a tilt here on mat one for Magro, and that probably is going to do it. Yep, 17-1, Tech fall in 3:49 for Magro, Bishop McCourt into the semis.
Newman Nerdley still scoreless. It's a minute into the first period.
Bishop McCourt has only two guys in consolations. Everybody else still in championship bracket. And they brought...
Erdley gets the takedown of Newman, goes up 3-0.
12 guys.
Wow. Pretty impressive program, no doubt. Restart with Newman on bottom here. Erdley now leading Newman 3-0. Erdley keeps Newman down on the mat quickly. Flattens him out. Face down. Trying to work a half. Can't quite get it locked in. Newman fighting it off. Zanella of Burrow now leading Carr 3-0. It's at the start of the second period in the 152-pound quarterfinal.
Northern Bedford's Aiden Pittman now a 3-0 lead over Walter Rogers of Forest Hills. That's an elimination bout at 152 pounds. And we still have Lucas Boyer out here from Elizabeth Forward in the 145 quarterfinals, leading 13-0 over Antonio Perkins of Valley. That is down to the final 30 seconds there.
Period comes to an end for Erdely and Newman. 3-0 Erdely.
Newman, the final chance for McGuffey to get a semifinalist, and he trails in this one. They had, five? Five in the quarters. So far, 0-4 are the Highlanders this round.
Start this second period. Garrett Newman for McGuffey will start on top.
Where's the music coming from? That's unusual.
I think it's over the PA system, just very... They never very light.
They don't play music during the tournament.
I'm not sure anybody knows it's I think we're hearing a little bit better because of our crowd mic.
Maybe.
If you take your headset off, you can't hear it as much. Almost can't hear it when you take your headset off. The crowd mic's picking it up.
Yeah, that's weird.
Get a fall over here on Matt 1.
That was for Pittman of Northern Bedford. Your winner.
Erdely with a reversal on Newman. Make it 5-0. Erdely of Frazier taking care of business. Up 5-0. 1:30 remaining second period.
I believe that is Alex Palko. Or Alec Palko. I thought it was Alex.
And there's the fall in the console or in the other quarterfinal. Callio Zanella of Burl pins Braxton Carr at 3:55.
Palko out here for Jefferson Morgan.
Stalling call on Newman.
He's got his hands full because guess what? He's taking on one of those Bishop McCourt guys. 41-1 is Melvin Miller, 160-pound quarterfinal.
Erdely still even 5-0 on top of Newman here. Trying to work a half. Another stalling call on Newman makes it 6-0 for Erdely.
Selassie down here from Frazier going to turn Ben Catullo a Burl over to his back as now Palko has been taken down. Quick escape for Palko and quick takedown again by Miller to make it 6-1.
Now on mat number two at 152 pounds, Logan Noyes out here for Burgettstown. Opening few seconds of the first period, and quickly it's Mason Horwat of Derry, 6, Noyes 2. Two takedowns and a couple escapes there for Noyes. He trails by 4. Erdely leading 6-0 at the end of the second period. They go to the third and start neutral. McGuffey's Garrett Newman.
Another takedown for Miller makes it 9-2 over Palko.
And another takedown for Mason Horwat makes it 9-3. He lets Noyes go. Burgettstown's Logan Noyes trying to battle here with Derry's Horwat, who's 40-3 this season. Another takedown, make it 12-3. This is a clinic by Mason Horwat. Another escape allowed to Burgettstown's Logan Noyes here in the 152-pound quarterfinal. Horwat working yet another takedown here. And there it is. Make it 15-4. Wow.
And
that is
12-3 in favor of Miller over Palko.
Another escape awarded to Noyes. Make it 15-5. Those two go out of bounds. 21 seconds remaining in the first period. Mason Horwat wasting no time on Burgettstown's Logan Noyes. It's 9-0 Jonah Erdely now. Another takedown awarded to him here in the third period, leading Garrett Newman 9-0.
I need to apologize. I guess it must be Alec Palko. I thought it was Alex. I apologize. So Alec Palko trailing 12-3.
Horwat and Noyes go out of bounds, still 15-5. Erdely and Newman go out of bounds as well. That's with less than a minute remaining now in the third period. Another takedown for Horwat makes it 18-5. And that's the end of the first period.
Palco down here trailing 12-3. Make it 13-3 as Miller gets an escape.
Back to action in the other quarterfinal with Garrett Newman from McGuffey. He's in some trouble now as Jonah Erdely trying to get him on his back. Newman trying to scramble out to the edge of the mat. Erdely got a hand on his leg. And another takedown for Mason Horwat. Make it 21-15. And that's a Tech fall. Logan Noyes of Burkittstown defeated. We'll head to the consolations. Horwat of Derry will head to the semifinals. Wow, that was a clinic.
That was.
Erdely now still trying to hang on to Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Just 30 seconds left in the third period.
Not going much better for Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan either. Down 13 about midway through the bout. And Miller's going to let Palco back up here again to make it 16-4. Selassie, meanwhile, up 12-3 his second period. These are all kind of blowout scores across the action.
Do get another consolation on the match now. Zach Dick of Juniata Valley and Carter Kuntz of Bedford at 160 pounds. That's an elimination pigtail. And the third period will come to an end. McGuffey's Garrett Newman loses to Jonah Erdely 9-0. Newman falls to consolations. Jonah Erdely moves on from Frazier to the semifinals at 152 pounds.
And 16-4. The score here in favor of Miller, make it 19-4, and that's a Tech fall. Time of the Tech fall is going to be 3 minutes and 38 seconds. For Melvin Miller, Bishop McCourt, Palco of Jefferson Morgan will drop two consolations. And that's where all of the four Rockets will be tomorrow morning.
We move on to 160-pound quarterfinals. Here's Bentworth's Owen Ivsic, 43-3 this season. He'll take on Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights, who's 32-6. First 20 seconds of that bout, still scoreless. Injury time in the consolation bout on mat number two between Kuntz and Dick. Eckenrode and Ivsic go out of bounds scoreless. 119 remaining in the first period there.
I can't believe this Selassie match is still going on. I thought Selassie and Frazier was going to end this thing a long time ago. It's 13-3, though, 90 seconds to go.
Eckenrode and Ivsic locked hand in hand, forehead to forehead now. Kind of move each other around the mat. Ivsic breaks it. Looked at a shot, didn't really take it. Now does. Goes in. Gets the double. And we'll get the takedown. Owen Ivsic goes up 3-0. Seconds remaining in the first period there. Those two roll out of bounds. Zach Dick of Juniata Valley in the consolations in the 160-pound bracket, leading 4-0 over Kuntz.
Selassie down to the final minutes, to leading 13-3 over Ben Cotullo. Quarterfinals at 160. Also quarterfinals at 160, Ewan Olson of Derry scoreless with Braden Lasowski of Penns Valley 1 minute in.
Ivsic cuts Eckenrode loose, makes it 3-1 now. Eckenrode now takes a shot in on the left leg. Ivsic fights it off. Ivsic now takes a shot at the right leg. Eckenrode able to fight it off once again. The two separate and come back together. Another shot in on the right leg by Ivsic. Eckenrode staying in there. And there's the takedown awarded. Owen Ivsic goes up 6-1. And that's right at the end of the first period. They go to the second. Zach Dick leading 6-0 over Carter Kuntz of Bedford.
Selassie finally going to put this to bed here. Down to 5 seconds to go, even though he may be taken down here at the end. Nah, he'll fight that off. 13-3 final. Ryan Selassie of Frazier in the semifinals at 160 pounds.
Bentworth's Owen Ivsic starts the second period on the bottom. Tries to get up. Eckenrode with the high leg. Tosses Ivsic back to the mat. Now Ivsic flips around, and he's going to be awarded the escape. Nice job by Owen Ivsic. He goes up 7-1. 1:40 remaining second period.
Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley to take them out here. 172-pound quarterfinal taking on Jaden O'Farrell of Bishop McCourt. He's only wrestled 9 bouts this season, has O'Farrell.
Well, now in the elimination bout, a couple of back points at the end of the second period for Zach Dick of Juniata Valley. Makes it 9-0 there going into the third.
Still scoreless between Olsen of Derry and Lasowski of Penns Valley in the 160-pound quarterfinal.
Ivsic gets the takedown, 10-1. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth trying to clinch his way to the semifinals.
How about the Bearcats? Great. Undefeated so far today.
Great showing by them. Had that big last-second win at 285.
Yep.
By Rosilko. Ivsic just riding Ecken Road right now, up 10-1, final minute of the second period. They go out of bounds once again and we'll reset. Glad to have you along here on WJPA AM 1450 in Washington, online WJPA.com, and of course on greensports.net. PIAA Class 2A Southwest Regional. Here at Altoona, Nate Rigotti alongside Jason Tennant. It's not been great for the Washington and Greene County wrestlers so far tonight. A couple of guys have had some good showings. McGuffey got a bunch of guys in the quarters, but has not been good for the Highlanders here in the quarterfinals. Owen Ivsic on the mat right now for Bentworth, only local wrestler out there.
Only had 2 guys eliminated, but honestly, the way the bracket shaped up, that's the only 2 that could have been.
Yep.
Could have only had 2 eliminations.
Ivsic trying to work the right side of Ecken Road. Still up 10-1. Final 5 seconds now of the second period. And Ivsic will take a 10-1 lead into the third.
Pretty good one down here for the first 90 seconds. But finally, Jaden O'Farrell of Bishop McCourt is going to get the opening takedown here with 30 seconds to go in the first over Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley.
Ecken Road's choice for the third out of Cambria Heights. He chooses to go neutral. Trailing Owen Ivsic of Bentworth 10-1. Ivsic tries to take a shot and go out of bounds.
Time expires. 3-0 at the end of one in favor of O'Farrell.
Oh, now an Ivsic gets Ecken Road to his back, gets the takedown and the fall. Time of the fall comes at 4:19. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth on to the semifinals at 160 pounds.
We won't have any other local action here until 215 pounds, so
Zach,
just
want to say Zach Dick just got the fall in the consolations at 160 pounds in that elimination pigtail of Juniata Valley.
Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley now trailing 9-0 in his 172-pound quarterfinal.
Have Frazier's Jackson Angelo and Machinon Valley's Rocco Reifer coming up to the mat here at 172 in the quarterfinals. Also have Kyler Sahoni of Tyrone and Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem in an elimination pigtail.
And O'Farrell, another takedown to go up 12-1 on Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Take a quick break, bring you back here, and get you some recaps of weight classes, too, as we're starting to wind things down here from Altoona on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the wizarding world of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you, save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. Convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Cannonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Going to recap some action here, get you set up for semifinals and consolations tomorrow. We're going to start at 139 pounds, Nate.
139-pound semifinal. The number 8, Dawson Lomason, who knocked off Lucas Barr of McGuffey into the semifinals against Gideon Bracken of United. And we'll see in the other semifinal, Julian Bertucci of Burl against Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt.
Before I get to those finals, we just had Richie defeated by O'Farrell, technical fall. And just cleared that one off of Matt Four, so I didn't catch that one. I apologize. But let's go back to the consolations at 139 pounds tomorrow morning. Landon Ray of Romesburg to face Josu Martinez of Valley. No, wait a minute. Hold on. That already happened. All right. I'm square now. Martinez of Valley will take on Ethan Gilby of Glendale. And the winner there will face on Brett Klim of Derry. Connor Gano of Phillipsburg Osceola to face Javon Woods of Wash High. The winner there gets McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Spencer Shaw of Everett to face Aiden Burford of Highlands. That winner will take on Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. And Angelo Emilio of North Catholic to face Caden Horn of Central Martinsburg. The winner will get Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Let's take a look at 145 pounds in the semifinals. The number 1 seed, Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt, will take on Chestnut Ridge's Aaron Ickes. In the other semifinal, Joseph Garshnick of United will take on Elizabeth Forward's Lucas Boyer.
Consolations at 145. Jeremiah Guess of Derry to face Jake Wilson of Central Cambria. The winner will get Isaac Falak of Penn Cambria. Caleb Patton of Wash High to face Victor Bonus of McGuffey in an all-Wash High elimination bout. The winner will get Tristan Watorkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Caden Crawford of Burl to face Owen Lehu of Knock. The winner gets Antonio Perkins of Valley. And Tyler Phillips of Marion Center to face Sammy Sheeler of Somerset. That winner will face Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Move on to 152 pounds, three of the four semifinalists coming out of District Number 7, the WPIAL. The only one that's not is the number 1 seed, Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt. He'll take on Frazier's Jonah Erdley. The other semifinal is Zanella of Burl and Mason Horwat of Derry.
Maybe a fall coming here on mat number 1. That is Ezra Mazut of Tussie Mountain trying to pin Tanner Flickinger of River Valley.
We get one on mat number 2 in just 129. Caleb Close of Bald Eagle pins Grayson Mahala of Richland.
And Masood still looking here for the fall. Going to run out of time. He will not get the fall. We are at 152-pound consolations. It is Aiden Pittman of Northern Bedford against Andrew Mardula of Penn Cambria, with the winner to face Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Ryder Smith of Juniata to face Christian Fight of Chestnut Ridge. And the winner will take on Gavin McRae of Freedom.
We have four
Coyler
chair.
Hale. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
All right, are you still going?
Yeah, Coyler Hale of Bedford to take on Alex Suravec of Bald Eagle area. The winner will get Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. And finally, Michael Monty of United to face Josh Kuzma of South Park, with the winner to take on Braxton Carr of Laurel.
Just want to interrupt your recap here, because now at 215 pounds, our first 215-pound bout on the mats in the quarterfinals is happening right now, and it's Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry taking on Tyler Lobb of Mishannon Valley. Those two scoreless 30 seconds in. Welsh trying to get a leg. Welsh holding on to the waist of Lobb. Will get on top, and there he will get the takedown. 3-0 Braden Welsh, 50 seconds into the bout.
And we near a fall again here from Masood of Tussie Mountain. Had a cradle locked in. Near fall coming here as he's going to take a 10-0 lead on Tanner Flickinger of River Valley.
Back to action here between Braden Welsh and Tyler Lobb. He cuts Lobb loose for an escape point. Those two now locking heads together. Standing just to the right of the center circle on the mat. Welsh tried to take a shot in. Lobb kind of wrestles him to the ground. Come back up to their feet. Welsh again trying to take a shot. Again on the right leg. Trying to stay in there is Lobb. No takedown awarded yet for Welsh. Still has a hand in there, does Lobb. And there's the takedown. It's awarded at 6-1, Braden Welsh. 25 seconds remaining in the first period, and the two go out of bounds. They'll reset.
Tech fall for Ezra Masood of Tussie Mountain. 15-0 time of the Tech fall. 3:45 over Tanner Flickinger of River Valley. That's at 172 pounds. Brings up C.J. Pinserio of Bishop McCourt to take on Brady Brown of Derry in the 189-pound quarterfinals.
Injury time now for Braden Welsh. With 25 seconds remaining in that first period, up 6-1. Do have a winner over there on mat number 3, Jackson Angelo. 11-4 over Rocco Reifer of Mishannon Valley. That's at the 172-pound quarterfinal.
Underway with Pinserio and Brown. And Brown gets the opening takedown. Nearly caught Pinserio on his back. Pinserio had to bail out to belly out.
Back to action. False start called with Welsh and Lobb. Welsh restarting on top here. Welsh had an issue in the WPIL championship. Where's this big shoulder brace? And kept having his opponent grab the shoulder brace, and he was extremely frustrated in that championship bout when he won it. Quarterfinal bout now underway at 189 pounds on mat 3. Zashawn Williams of Freedom and Dom Peruso of Huntington. End of the first period between Welsh and Lobb. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry leading 6-1. Zashawn Williams of Freedom with a takedown at 189 pounds to go up 3-0 on Peruso of Huntington. Start the second period, and Welsh just lets Lobb crawl away for the escape. Now they lock up.
Action over on mat 4, Isaac Lisinski of Burl, 4-2 lead over Brady Clark of Huntington. Third period now in the 172-pound quarterfinals. And Brady Brown still leading 3-2 now at 189 pounds, and he actually gets a reversal to make it 5-2.
Welsh and Lobb still standing, forehead to forehead. Nobody taking a shot yet between those two at 215. Still a 3-0 lead for Zashawn Williams of Freedom over Dom Peruso of Huntington in the 189-pound quarterfinal. Left hand of Welsh Locked hand in hand with Lobb. Now puts it up on his head. Guys just staying an arm's length away from each other. Stalling call on Williams of Freedom. Welsh and Lobb go out of bounds. 31 seconds remaining, second period.
Still 5-2 in favor of Brown of Derry, and still 4-2 in favor of Osinski of Burrell. And as I say that, it's a out of bounds here. It's 5-4, a takedown for Grady Clark. He goes from down 4-2 to up 5-4 on Osinski of Burrell with just 8 seconds to go in the third period here. 172-pound quarterfinals. You can hear the cheering from the Huntington faithful around us. And now, wait a minute. He's signaling optional start here. Going to let him up. That's going to tie it at 5-5.
Well, and Huntington's Dom Peruso trailing now 6-0 to Deshaun Williams of Freedom. Welsh and Lobb go to the third period. Welsh up 4.
I can't understand that. He only had to try to ride for 8 seconds. And he let him up. They're going to go to overtime. Boy, that's an interesting call. You could hear some of the fans questioning it here as well. That's just... Man.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry now leading 8-2.
Not like it was tied. I mean, the worst that could happen is you do let him up, and it goes to overtime. He just automatically put it to overtime. Meanwhile, still 5-2. Brady Brown of Derry leading C.J. Pensirio of Bishop McCourt.
1 minute remaining in the second period. Deshaun Williams of Freedom leading Dom Peruso of Huntington 6-0 in the 189-pound quarterfinal. In the 215-pound quarterfinal, escape for Tyler Law. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry now leading 8-3.
Injury time to Brady Brown now from Derry.
1:15 left in the third now between Welsh and Lobb.
And that's close to a takedown over there for Lisinski. A Burrell, he's got it. And that is going to be something that you're going to – I don't understand why he let him up with 8 seconds to go. I don't get it. But it's going to be Lisinski in overtime, sudden victory period, 8-5. Defeats Grady Clark of Huntington area. Had a 5-4 lead with 8 seconds on the clock for a restart and went optional start and let Lisinski up. I don't understand.
Blood time for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry now leading 8-3 in the 215-pound quarterfinal. Seems to be cleaned up. We're going to get back to action here. You seem stunned over there.
That just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it worked out for the Doug Powell wrestler, but doesn't make any sense to me. I'm no wrestling expert, but I've seen enough of it. That doesn't make any sense.
Great takedown by Braden Welsh to go up 11-3. The WPIL champion out of Fort Cherry now with an 8-point lead. With 50 seconds remaining, he'll cut Lobb loose once again to make it 11-4. 45 seconds to go for Braden Welsh. Fort Cherry's only wrestler here at Altoona. ...35 seconds to go for Welsh. Deshaun Williams, by the way, 1:20 left in the third, out of Freedom, leading Peruso of Huntington 12-0. Final 30 seconds for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. Again, forehead to forehead here with Tyler Lobb. These two just hand fighting with 10 seconds to go. Braden Welsh looks like he'll be heading to the semifinals, 11-4. The final, Braden Welsh moves on. Tyler Lobb of Machanan Valley will drop to the consolations. Big win for the Fort Cherry and WPIL champion.
We'll bring you back to Altoona. We've got two more quarterfinalists from Washington County to come. Alex Rosoko of Bentworth, and one from Washington, one from Green, as Colin White of West Green also coming up. Do we have somebody?
Tech fall at 189 for Zashawn Williams of Freedom. Just want to get that in there before we go to break.
Back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Welcome back here to Altoona. Jason Tennant, Nate Rigotti with you as things are starting to wind down. We already had a 215-pounder out there, another one out here now on mat two. Quarterfinals, but let's get you recapped, give you a score update. I do have the one in the third period here. Brady Brown, we were following earlier, still leading, but leading 7-5 over C.J. Pensiero of Bishop McCourt. Down to the final 35 seconds there, a 7-5 lead for Brown. Left off at 152. Nate, let's get you the 160-pound semifinals tomorrow.
Sounds good. We'll see Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt, the number one seed, take on Ryan Salaski of Frazier. And we'll see Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, the number two seed in the semifinal against Ewan Olson of Derry.
In the 160-pound consolation, Zach Dick of Juniata Valley to face Chaney Lewis of the Neighborhood Academy. The winner there will get Ben Catullo of Burrell. Gabe Lilly of Elwood City to face Landon Huffman of Connemaw Township, with the winner to face Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan. Caleb Sines of Myersdale to face Noah Pisarsik of United. The winner would take on Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights. And rounding it out, Micah Atherton of Mountain Union to face Stephen Perjana of Mount Pleasant. And the winner there gets Braden Lasowski of Penns Valley.
Move on to 172 pounds in the semifinals. We'll see the number one seed out of Frazier, Jackson Angelo, against Bishop McCourt's Jaden O'Farrell. In the other semifinal, Burrell's Isaac Lisinski will take on Ezra Massoud out of Tussie Mountain.
And by the way, Brady Brown does win for Derry 10-5 that final in those quarterfinals. The consolations at 172 pounds. Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem to face Noah Lehue of Best Center, with the winner to get Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Dylan Stevens of United to face Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton. The winner there gets Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley. Landon DeLera of Southmoreland to face Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley. The winner gets Tanner Flickinger of River Valley. And finally, Reed Teagarden of McGuffey to face Cooper Porter of Myersdale, with that winner getting Grady Clark of Huntington area.
Can't quite get to 189 pounds yet. We know three of the four semifinalists. Another quarterfinal still underway on the mat right now. Kyle Scott of Tyrone leading Jaden Eimler of Chestnut Ridge 8-4 with 36 seconds remaining in the second period. Also on the mats right now at 215 pounds, Landon Erdman of Huntington leading Colton Carlson of Laurel 1-0. We have the 189-pound consolation, Jeremy Hages of Central Cambria, right now trailing Dominic Willis of Laurel 14-4 as the third period gets started there.
Waiting on local action in the quarterfinals. That is Alex Rosoko of Bentworth
at heavyweight, Colin White of West Green.
Landon Erdman of Huntington area already leading 4-0, looking for the pin. And I think he got it. He did. In the quarterfinals, it comes at 3:48. Landon Erdman at 215 pounds out of Huntington will advance to the semis. Colton Carlson of Laurel to the consolations.
Mentioned Colin White of West Green. Looks like he is now not coming up, but he'll be on deck, I believe, on mat two. So see him here very shortly. For the Green and Washington County wrestlers, 32 of them here today, 26 from Washington County, 6 from Green County, and so far, Nate, only, what, 3 semifinalists, correct? Yes. 2 from Bentworth, Drake McClure and Owen Ipsick, 1 from Fort Cherry, Braden Welsh. Everybody else is in consolations or still to wrestle in quarterfinals. Those two guys, Rosilco and White, still to be determined, but everybody else in consolations with the exception of Camden Stamm and Drake Buzzard. Stamm of Chartiers Valley, or Chartiers Houston, excuse me, and Drake Buzzard of Avella. Both of those guys have been eliminated. So 30 still going to be wrestling tomorrow. You know, right now you're at a maximum of 5 of those guys in the semifinals.
Yeah, it's not been a great night for Washington and Greene County.
That's at least 25 guys wrestling in consolations tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, consolation round 1 at 9, consolation round 2 at 10:30. We get to the semis and consolation round 3 at 12:15 tomorrow. We'll have that for you here on WJPA and greensports.net. But I think the biggest surprise for me, Jason, it was Lucas Barr. I mean, that takedown at the last second to get up. So he was the number one seed coming in here. I mean, he was leading. He went up. It was tied 5-5. He got the takedown. He went up 8-5, but, you know, gave up the escape and then a takedown, and down he went 9-8 in a decision, and he ends up in consolations and doesn't even make it to the semis tomorrow.
And that one's probably the most notable from McGuffey, but you think about the round that McGuffey had coming into the quarterfinals, where their first 5 bouts, or I guess 5 of the first 6 bouts they had were all victories, and then they turned around and lost them all in the quarterfinals. All of the Highlanders are in the consolation bracket, all 8 that came here today.
End of the third period in the consolation at 189 pounds. Dominic Willis of Laurel defeats Jeremy Hages by decision 16-11.
Again, waiting those two heavyweights. We'll step aside one more time real quick, bring you back here to Altoona with the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
If you or a loved one needs a kidney transplant, count on the experienced team at the WVU Medicine Transplant Alliance. Our board-certified nephrologists and surgeons are trained to care for patients with the most complex kidney conditions using the latest treatments and advances in organ transplantation. At WVU Medicine, you are not a number. Our expert team makes it a priority to get to know you and give you a more personalized experience. Visit wvumedicine.org/transplant.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Give you the rundown at 189 pounds. We can recap that for you. Semifinals tomorrow, Caleb Close of Bald Eagle, the number one seed, will take on Zashawn Williams of Freedom. And in the other semifinal, Brady Brown of Derry, he's the number two seed coming into this tournament. He'll face Kyle Scott of Tyrone.
There's Silco out here now, so let's quickly go over the consolations of 189. Dominic Willis of Laurel will take on Bryce Metz of Avonworth, with the winner to face Dom Peruzzo of Huntington area. Wyatt Markovich of South Park to face Aaron Supler of McGuffey. The winner there will get Grayson Mela of Richland.
Tyson Grove of Everett to take on Slayton Williams of Southside. The winner there gets C.J. Pinciero of Bishop McCourt. And finally, Malachi Peak of Best Center to take on Caleb Snyder of Myersdale. The winner there will get Jaden Imler of Chestnut Ridge. Down here with Alex Resilco on mat number four. Out of Bentworth, taking on Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop. 30 seconds in. These guys are on their feet. Down here on mat one, though, Zane Haggins of Somerset looking for the fall against Braden Suter of Carlinton. That's a 215-pound quarterfinal. Suter able to belly out, but he gives up near fall and falls behind 11-0.
And then a 285-pound quarterfinal on mat number three. Henry Barbish of Carlinton leads Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt 3-1. And in the consolation at 215 pounds, Landon Nisley of Claysburg-Kimmel leads Noah Taylor of Central Valley 10-4.
1 minute gone in the Resilco bout. Still scoreless. These guys still on their feet, tied head-to-head. Alex Resilco, Colin White. Last two chances for the area to get another wrestler or two into the semifinals. So far, only three in there to this point. And if Rasilko's able to get there, what a day for Bentworth.
Oh.
They're the ones that can hold their heads high after today.
Two of their three in the semifinals already. And Rasilko, I mean, he was losing late in that third period. Able to come back and get the win.
Down to 20 seconds to go here in the first period. Not a whole lot of activity down here between the big guys. These guys are pretty evenly built as well. A lot of times you see some different-looking wrestlers down there taking on each other to heavyweights, but these guys are pretty close.
Have a winner from Somerset over there on mat number one.
Silko maybe a little bit of a height advantage on McCoy, but not a lot. And it's going to be Resilco working from the bottom here to start the second period. Still scoreless. Resilco tried to come up into a camel stand. Now is just broken back down here by McCoy. Hard cross face there from McCoy. Trying to come up to his base is Resilco. Reaching in, controlling a wrist here is McCoy on the left side.
Was a major decision for Zane Haggins of Somerset in the quarterfinals to reach the semis at 215.
Nisley, your winner, Chestnut Ridge, and that's going to bring up Mr.
Colin
White.
White, a West Green Pioneer, the WPIL champion at 285, will take on Parker Cunningham of South Park.
Big old wing here for McCoy, but he doesn't have a lot of room to work with on the mat, trying to turn Resilco, but Resilco is going to get further out of bounds, and they'll get a restart here with a minute 11 to go in the second period.
Colin White, Parker Cunningham. White looking in on the legs, already got the takedown. 3-0, Colin White. Great look by Colin. In on the leg, now trying to ride Parker Cunningham a bit.
Ankle pick there from McCoy, brings Resilco right back down to the mat.
Henry Barbish of Carlinton leading Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt 4-1. That one in the 285 quarterfinal, just getting the third period underway.
Boy, Resilco just not able to do anything on bottom now. Now he tries to come up to his base. Again, driven back down into the mat by McCoy. And if Resilco's unable to get out here in 36 seconds, it's going to be advantage McCoy because he'll choose bottom in the third period and could an escape could be the difference in the match. Got a big cradle here on mat one. Rowan Holmes of Somerset on Riven Audi of Richland. And, boy, that is tight. 23 seconds to go. Can he get the fall? He might not be able to get that left shoulder all the way down of Audi.
Parker Cunningham comes up to his knees. Colin White almost flipped him to his back, still trying to work him over. Leading 3-0, 25 seconds remaining first period.
That fall did not come, but Holmes leads 11-0. That's a heavyweight bout in quarterfinals. And again, using that ankle, just driving Resilco back down into the mat. Down to 5 seconds. Resilco is not going to get away. We're going to go to the third period, and obviously McCoy, I'm sure, will choose bottom.
And like I said earlier, an escape could be the difference here. Silko, see if he can ride as McCoy did through the whole second period.
Nine seconds left in the first period. Colin White and Parker Cunningham. White of West Green. And that quick takedown has just ridden Parker Cunningham the rest of the way, and the first period comes to an end.
And quickly we get an escape for McCoy, and out off the edge they go. Restart just 9 seconds in. And now it's McCoy with the one-point advantage on Alex Rosilko of Bentworth. Trying to make it 3-for-3 for the Bearcats in the semifinals, but he's got to overcome a deficit here in the third period.
End of the third period. Henry Barbish of Carleton defeats Caleb Rodriguez 5-3. There was a takedown there by Bishop McCourt's Rodriguez, and they awarded it the final second, and Rodriguez will defeat Barbish of Carleton. He's stunned.
Wow.
It happened. You heard everybody go three right at the last second there. They questioned whether or not they were going to award it, and they do.
Is that a makeup call? Because that's a Bishop McCourt wrestler, and they got shorted one I thought they should have had at the buzzer. They didn't get. Now they get this one. Wow.
Carleton's Barbish defeated 6-5. Wow, at the last second. He tried to get the escape. Wow. That was impressive there by Caleb Rodriguez to work it, and he'll go to the semifinals for Bishop McCourt.
Bear hug here from McCoy.
Colin White to start the second period, by the way, with a reversal. He's up 5-0 on Parker Cunningham.
Rosilko's got to go here. 35 seconds to go. Now tried to drop on a leg there, did McCoy, but came up empty. Now an underhook from McCoy on the left side. As they're nearing the edge of the mat, McCoy drives into Rosilko. They're out of bounds with 23 seconds to go. Rosilko's got to try something. White. Down 1-0.
Colin White trying to work the wing.
Rosilko tried to force the head down. Now trying to control the wrist. They'll separate with 13 seconds.
Stalling call on Parker Cunningham of South
now
Park.
Now Rosilko shoots in. Couldn't get there, and around comes McCoy for the takedown, and that's going to do it. Alex Rosilko of Bentworth will be dropped to consolations. Final score, 4-0.
20 seconds remaining in the second period. Colin White of West Green leading Parker Cunningham of South Park. By the way, we had a tech fall over there on mat number one,
yeah,
Rowan
Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17-0 on Audi. I don't know if you reported that. Sorry.
I didn't report it, no.
All right.
I saw it, but didn't report it.
And we're now through one period in the other, or in the 285-pound pigtail consolation. Noah Metz of Huntington and Michael Wano of River Valley scoreless. End of the second period here for West Green's Colin White, leading 5-0. Looks like he'll start this second period on top. 2 minutes on the clock. They go to the third. Colin White, 42 wins this season.
Mats 3 and 4 are down.
Just this 285-pound consolation in this last quarterfinal to go here on the first night of the AA Southwest Regional. Glad to have you along here on WJPA AM 1450, online WJPA.com, and with our friends at greensports.net. Now blood time, it looks like, for Parker Cunningham of South Park. And the clock starts rolling for him as the official points to his nose.
Well, you got blood time running here, and then you might have an overtime happen over there on mat 3. That's the way it goes with the heavyweight bouts. Last bout of the tournament always keeps you here for a little while.
Yeah, the gym here at Altoona has already cleared out pretty well.
Oh, absolutely.
Consolations starting again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Second round of consolations at 10:30 before the semis at 12:15. Finals projected to be at 5:15.
Yeah, Parade of Champions at 5 o'clock, I believe.
Back to action now, out of blood time, Colin White. Still on top of Parker Cunningham here. 1:33 left in the bout. Cunningham gets up to his feet now, and White drags him back down. Those two on the very edge of the mat. Foot in for Colin White. 1:20 to go. And now we'll get a whistle as they're out. 1:17 as those two reset in the middle.
Well, overtime is looking less likely over there on mat three with Wayno leading 4-0 now over Noah Metz in the consolation to 285.
Yeah, just 13 consolation bouts here this evening in the consolation pigtails. One for each weight class. Everything else was round of, well, we had pigtails to start.
Yeah, 13 bouts, that was it.
And then round of 16, and then quarterfinals that went on with pigtail elimination consolations. Still 5-0 for Colin White. Minute to go now. Works around Cunningham. Back on top. Cunningham did a nice job of not flipping to his back, despite Colin White doing everything he can to run through it. Down to 30 seconds here for the West Green Pioneer. And that consolation bout, it is 5-0 Wano over Metz. Last two bouts of the evening. Almost 5 hours of wrestling action here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Good first night at Altoona of wrestling. And now White's got Colin White stacked up, and he gets the fall. Colin White of West Green with 7 seconds left in the bout gets the fall. Time of the fall comes at 5:53.
That leaves just one final to go. Do we have the results at 2:15? Let's run those down.
We sure do. At 2:15, we will see in the semifinals from Fort Cherry, Braden Welsh, the number one overall seed, against Josh Ryan of Mount Union. And in the other semifinal, it's chalk, 2 versus 3, Zane Haggins of Somerset and Landon Erdman of Huntington.
Consolations at 2:15. Landon Nisley of Claysburg Kimball face Jake Yatsky of Forest Hills. Winner there will get Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Chase Stuchel of River Valley will face Justin Beck of Avonworth, with the winner to take on Tyler Laub of Moshannon Valley. Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford to face Luke Boylan of Burrell. The winner there will get Colton Carlson of Laurel. And Brennan Breisinger of Quaker Valley will face Ian Koval of North Star, with the winner to face Braden Suter of Carlinton. Go ahead and give me the 285 semifinals, and then I'll wait and give you the consolation here. I guess I can do it now. Go ahead.
Well, I can give you the semifinalists first. It's all chalk at heavyweight. We'll see Rowan Holmes of Somerset against Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt in one semifinal. And in the other, it's 2 versus 3. Colin White, the number 2 seed out of West Green, after that win, will take on Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop.
All right. In the consolations, you're going to have Michael Wayno of River Valley to take on Kelton Bonnell of Juniata, with a winner to face Henry Barbish of Carlinton. Howard Brambley of Everett to face Peyton Shaum of Mount Pleasant. The winner there will get Riven Audi of Richland. Casey Wilson of Laurel to face Gianni Brown of Myersdale, with a winner to face Parker Cunningham of South Park. And rounding it out will be Teddy Gray of Burgesstown facing Aiden Kuhn of Burrell, with the winner to take on Alex Rosilko of Bentworth. Wrestling action is done. We're going to come back and recap this one real quick, give you a look at the local results as we head get y'all set for tomorrow's action right here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers.
Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Day one in the books here from the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional at Altoona. Give you the rundown of who the area wrestlers, who we have in the semifinals and consolations tomorrow, as Nate has alluded to earlier. Hasn't exactly been a fantastic day for the area wrestlers. We will only have four semifinalists. Those four semifinalists, two from Bentworth, Drake McClure at 133 and Owen Ifsic at 160. One from Fort Cherry, that's Braden Welsh at 215. And the other is Colin White from West Greene at 285. Those are the only four semifinalists from the Washington Greene County area. Two have been eliminated tonight. Avella's Drake Buzzard from 121-pound weight class, and also at 114 pounds, Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston. Both of those wrestlers were their team's only representatives, and they have both been eliminated. The rest of the field will be in consolations tomorrow. So we brought 32. Two were eliminated. You got 30 left wrestling tomorrow, with only four of them in the semifinals. 26 in consolations. Here's how they break down by school. Bentworth has Alex Rosilko at 285. Beth Center has Alex Medlin at 114, Mason Wright at 133, Noah Lehue at 172, and Malachi Peak at 189. Burgettstown has Darius Simmons at 107, Danny Smith at 127, Carter Cadis at 133, Logan Noyes at 152, and Teddy Gray at 285. All four of the Beth Center wrestlers in consolations, all five of the Burgettstown wrestlers in consolations. Jefferson Morgan, all four of them are in consolations. Braden Hanning at 107, Caleb Delaney at 114, James Delaney at 127, Alec Palko at 160. All eight McGuffey Highlanders are in consolations tomorrow after they had five in the quarterfinals. Clayton Ely at 114, Tucker Main at 121, Emmett Wolf at 133, Lucas Barr at 139, Victor Bonus at 145, Garrett Newman at 152, Reed Teagarden at 172, Aaron Supler at 189. All three Wash High wrestlers in the consolations. 121, Noah Patton. 139, Javon Woods. 145, Caleb Patton. And finally, West Greene, in addition to Colin White in the semifinals, the Pioneers have Noah Collins in the consolations at 121 pounds.
Thanks for that rundown, my friend. I'm glad you can help keep track of that.
You're quite welcome. And action will start again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. They'll go on the air at 8:50. Rusty Pettit, Scott Moore will have the action for you, and it'll be a couple of rounds of consolations before we get to semifinal action. What'd you say the time was on that?
12:15 for semifinals and consolation round three.
This broadcast has been presented on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network by Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Wrestling action brought to you by Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. And by Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today.
Tonight's wrestling broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net, also brought to you by WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By attorney John Patricic. Nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. By Kinetic. Internet better. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Freedom Transit. Take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By the Burkittstown Homecoming Committee, celebrating all things Burkittstown September 20th. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Our thanks to Jacob Knizer back in our Washington studios. For Nate Rigotti, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long here from the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional at Altoona. Be sure to tune in tomorrow with action from Altoona and also from Kanemak and the AAA action continuing there as well. Join our crew here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. So long from Altoona. This has been a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.